Senate Bill 146, an act to require that certain findings and recommendations of the state fire marshal be included in a school board's minutes and to require certain inspections.
Senate Bill 146 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Brose.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Last fall, South Dakota actually received a wake-up call. The wake-up call that we got was that, yes, we can have accidents in our school buildings. Unfortunately, two people lost their lives. Lost it in a school building that I'm not going to refer to today as far as what I want to accomplish with Senate Bill 146. But it made us aware that for years we have been very, very fortunate. We have not had a serious accident due to facilities or whatever it may be in our schools. The incident at Plankinton was very unfortunate. With that, the interest was renewed in the state because I called this to the attention of my summer committee that something needed to be done about the facilities that some of our children are going into. The bill that I have is absolutely addressed to kids' safety. Look into the galleries which you see today. The young faces up there are the faces that you and I have to be concerned about when we send these kids to school every day. I'm not talking about $550 million or $650 million that we are going to need to do our duty, but rather what I'm talking about is let's find a way that we can increase the safety for our kids. In Section 1 of Senate Bill 146, we are instructing the fire marshal to make an inspection. That inspection then will be reported to the school board or the superintendent or the CEO, whatever it may be, and that those recommendations then be published in the regular board minutes. At that time, the people responsible for safety in their schools should then come up with a plan to submit to the Department of Commerce, to the fire marshal, as to how they plan on complying with those violations. Section 3 asks that that be done in a timely manner. Section 3 then does make it possible, if these violations are not acted upon in a timely manner, that there can be litigation as a result to the people responsible. Section 4 is very key. It's very key because we're looking at the physical inspection of the school buildings, of school buildings before 1950. As I address this, there will be a friendly amendment to Section 4 by deleting two words and adding one. The reason that the amendment is friendly to me is that the amendment does make it clearer for some of the members of this body. Some had questions as to how specific it was and what it would do. So when that amendment is offered by Senator Huttmacher, I will assure you that it is friendly as far as I'm concerned. The purpose again of the inspection is for the safety of our kids. Right across the street from this Capitol building, you see a new building going up by the Peer School System. Why? Because they had a building in that area that was unsafe. It was a cracked beam that was discovered, and as a result of that, even the people making the inspection did not feel safe in that building when they made that inspection. So we know that there are buildings out there that just need to have something done. How did I become aware of this? It was last summer when one of the few times, in fact the first time, that I have gone back to my own school reunion. We had a dinner served, it was catered in a nice auditorium, and I made the mistake later on of saying to my wife, let's go look at the classrooms that I was educated in. I became aware that that was not a safe situation. On my way to Pierre, I went to the fire marshal. At that time, I came up with a fire marshal report of year 1998. I also received a fire marshal report from year 2000, and I also received the letter that was written that was going to be for complying with the violations. On the first fire marshal report, there were 14 violations. on the second report in year 2000, of the 14 violations, 10 of them were again on the year 2000 inspection. Plus, there were 10 more. Of the ways that they were going to comply with the violations, 8 of them were back. That points out to me that what we have is we have an inspection. We say we're going to comply, and we go back to make that inspection, and they're still there, and the only thing that the Department of Commerce and the Fire Marshal can do is lock the school building. I compare that to going by a grade school and there's a stop sign. You fail to stop, which of course is very dangerous. And your penalty for that stop sign violation will not be a $75 or $80 fine. It would be the death penalty. So we have violations in these school buildings that are not of the magnitude that, let's say, the fire, whatever it might be, but they are violations that can be by simply taking an extension cord and not having computers plugged into it. We can do it in a very cheap way. Let me just mention some of these that I don't think take a lot of money to do. Things such as you are storing lumber near an acetylene torch. You have plaster cracked or broken, which you can repair. You have doors in a school building that have windows in them. We can cover those windows with something that would not break and be a fire hazard. You have patch around the pipes that should be taken care of. You have extension cords. We even had a classroom that was constructed in a hallway that was very unsafe. Where we have rules saying that K through 2 shall be on the ground floor. In the instance I'm referring to, grade K was on the second floor. Grades 1 and 2 were on the third floor. We need to take some action by this body in order that the fire marshal will have a way to enforce the violations and make sure that when you put your kids into school that you feel that they're in a very safe environment. This doesn't take a lot of money to do, but it's very important. My committee got to see a video that I had the Kelloland TV station put together, where they had 3 different newscasts on conditions in South Dakota, such as the chimney falling in at Hartford. Had the teacher been there, would be killed from the chimney falling in. Where we had walls bowing out at Canton. Where we had an instance in my own home school where they rolled a ball across the floors and the ball would just go up and down and bounce around. The wooden floors, the narrow hallways. In Watertown right now, we have 3 buildings that we're addressing. One is being torn down this year. 2 others are in the next year or two to be torn down. Those are school buildings that I'll grant you, there would be school districts in this state that would be glad to have and would be much more safe than the kids that are going into them right today. If you don't think this is needed, just say to yourself, what is your duty? You have that opportunity today to go out and do something about it. If you feel like you want to vote no against that, that's fine. Make sure you look around in the gallery then and see if maybe next week, if there's something out there in our schools that should have been taken care of by an inspection, may it be by the fire marshal or may it be constructional. We have a chance to do something with very little cost. I do ask for your support for Senate Bill 146, and have a happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I will be very brief. I have an amendment at the desk. It's 146CF. I believe everyone has a copy, and I would waive the reading.
Motion. Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Huttmacher motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. It's a very simple motion. On page 2, line 2, what it specifies is that it deletes the word "a licensed" and inserts "the state engineer will do the inspection." That was our intent when we come out of committee, and I felt it wasn't clear enough, and I had talked to Senator Brose about it. I had a different amendment yesterday that didn't really clarify what we were trying to do, and right before caucus today, I talked to Senator Rose, and we come up with this. It looks like a very simple solution that makes this part of the bill very workable, and I would ask for your support of the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Huttmacher motion to amend Senate Bill 146. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Yep. Motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 146 as amended.
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. I don't disagree with anything that Senator Bros has said here this morning. Some of these buildings that we have in our school districts across the state of South Dakota are in deplorable condition. And something needs to be done about these buildings. It's incumbent upon all of us here today to support this measure in any way that we can. Senator Bros has said it is our duty, and I agree with that statement wholeheartedly. With that, Madam President, I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Moore.
Madam President, I'd waive the reading.
Is this a substitute motion, Senator?
No, it's not.
Then we pass that. Fine. Remarks on the Moore motion to amend.
Madam President.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President. In order to fully address the issues that Senator Bros has brought forward today, I think that it is incumbent upon us as legislators to give our school districts, our school systems in the state of South Dakota, the tools necessary to address this problem. For without those tools, it is meaningless for us to enter it into the school board minutes if they do not have the means, the tools, or the money to address those issues of life safety in our public school buildings. And that is the reason that I have brought forth this amendment today. To pass the bill that we're looking at today is only doing half the job. And basically, it could harm our school districts when we have an inspection of the building and it's entered into the school minutes and it's signed by the superintendent and board members that they have looked at violations and seen that violations need to be corrected and aren't able to do it monetarily. And if something doesn't get done, the school district out there is most likely going to be in a position they're not going to be going to care to be in if something should happen to a student because those violations had not been addressed. And I don't think we want to put our school districts in that type of a position. So in an effort to more fully do the job that we're expected to do here today, I've offered this amendment. Section 5 of this amendment would allow for joint facilities, city school for instance, to be built on a 50% majority bond. Section 6 would allow for building improvements or buildings to be built on a 50% majority bond. And Section 7 of this bill would allow capital outlay improvements that are brought to a vote of the people to be built on a 50% margin. In addition to that, Section 8 would repeal the provisions of 1316.26.2, the provision here prohibits the school district from transferring any funds from the general fund to the capital outlay fund. In many instances, these issues of life safety cannot be met unless they have the ability to do 50% bonds and have the ability to transfer those revenues from the general fund to the capital outlay fund. It is incumbent upon us today to see that the schools have the tools necessary to address those life safety measures that Senator Bros has talked about here today. I would ask for your approval of the amendment that I've brought forward and then go on and pass the bill. Because if we aren't going to do this, we're not doing our jobs as legislators here and fulfilling our dedication and our promise through the first part of the bill. So with that, Madam President, I would urge adoption of the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on motion to amend, Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I would urge the body to defeat Senator Moore's amendment. Every school district in the state has the tools to get the job done. No problem that Senator Brose discussed today needs to be a problem in any school district in this state. I truly believe that parents do care about their children, that if they have a facility that they are aware of that is a fire hazard, they will indeed find the money to do something about it. Quite frankly, Senator Moore, what you're asking us to do with this amendment is take money that has been given to school districts for the education of their children, for teachers' salaries, for books, for curriculum, for everything that is needed to teach children so that they can learn, and put it in fire prevention or facilities. I cannot agree with that, and I don't follow the logic of that thought. I would sincerely urge you to defeat this amendment. We have debated this extensively in years past and made a decision not to transfer money from the general fund to the capital outlay. It was a unique phenomenon to begin with. There are two separate funds. They are not commingled for a reason. And the first reason is that general funds are for the education of the students. And secondly, the state has taken an increasing role in giving that money to school districts. I sincerely urge you to defeat the Moore Amendment.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Senator Moore speaks a second time? Any member? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Well, I will remind you of a couple of things. Number one, not all citizens are parents and don't care. And number two, if you want to keep those kids in a fire trap, then keep them there and let the building burn down with the kids inside it. That's your responsibility. Don't tell me not buying books is irresponsible. That offends me. What we need to remember here is not only are books necessary for education, the life safety standards are necessary for education as well. And for us, today, to say that we're increasing funds for schools at the state level is malarkey. I haven't seen us debate the school funding issue on this floor yet today, nor this year. There's no guarantees we're going to give education additional money. I don't know how education can address the issues in Senate Bill 146 without the tool set forth in my amendment. Now, if we're serious about giving more money to education, let's pass out 3+2. But we haven't even been able to bring that bill down to this floor. So let's give them the tools necessary to do proper funding of education in the state of South Dakota and give them a good, sound, safe environment. Let's not fool ourselves with double talk about being able to have the tools already. They don't have the tools. Take a look at school districts all across the state of South Dakota, the Black Hills area in particular, where many of the school districts out there are opting out because they can't take care of their buildings. They can't pay their teachers. Let's take a look at many of our other school districts that aren't in the Black Hills area. Our ESD Plus 5 schools and many other smaller schools in this state. We're only fooling ourselves when we stand here and try to tell one another and pat one another on the back that we're increasing funding for education. We've done nothing, folks. If we had, they wouldn't be in the predicament they are today, looking at replacing buildings that are ready to burn down and are a hazard. Let's do the responsible thing today. Put this amendment on and pass a bill.
Further remarks, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I would hope that we resist the Moore Amendment and get back to the precepts of what Senator Broz is trying to do, which is to put a reporting system together so that public is duly notified of potential violations, and we get a plan, and we put some accountability in the statute. I spent many years in a building that was 75 years old, and I can tell you that simply age will create conditions that certainly need attention. I would advise the body that House Bill 1114 will be on the floor of the Senate very shortly. That at least answers part of Senator Moore's issue, but it's a bill that was brought on behalf of Representative Matt Michaels that deals with a simple majority and a bond issue. So we do have that legislation still alive. I'd ask that you defeat the Moore motion to amend, and then please go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Senator Bogue.
I'd move to table the pending amendment.
Is there a second? The motion is to table the pending Moore amendment. As your name is called, that's roll call. All in favor, say aye. Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll on the Moore motion to amend Senate Bill 146. To table the amendment. This motion is to table the Moore amendment.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury? Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin? Madden?
Aye.
McCracken? McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
No.
Munson? Olson? Putnam,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
no.
Simmons, Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting, Senator Whiting,
aye.
Senator Aper, Apa, you voted no. Senator Koskin? Senator Koskin? Madam President, ayes 25, nays 7, excused 3.
The motion has received a majority vote of the members select, and the Moore motion is to be tabled is hereby passed. Further remarks on Senate Bill 146.
Madam President.
Senator Albers.
Well, I just think it's important for you all to know, Senator Broz did mention the bowed out walls at Canton. And we fixed that with an $8 million bond issue that went with a majority of 77%. Thank you.
Further remarks. Senator Drake.
Thank you, Madam President. I guess I can't turn down the opportunity to tell a bunch of the things that we are doing for education this year. We're spending another $14 million in the state aid formula. The federal government is spending another $16 million in targeted aid. We're putting $1 million into a teacher enhancement program. We're paying $10 million next year, roughly, just to pay the cable bill to keep the schools all online. And so that totals to about $41 million more next year than this year. And I think that's a substantial amount of money. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 146. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? I'm sorry. Bogue?
No.
Broz?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennett?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Senator Ketzel?
No.
Koskin? Madden? McCracken, McIntyre,
aye.
Moore,
no.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Putnam,
no.
Reedy,
no.
Staggers,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Simmons,
no.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Koskin. Madam President, ayes 21, nays 11, excused 3.
Senate Bill 146 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed.
Senate Bill 187.